No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially 2 days away from NFL kickoff, which is crazy. I feel like we were just like 97 days away, but now we're 2 days away. So cannot believe it. Cannot believe this is the week we finally kick off the 2024 NFL season. We are so excited to dive into this with you guys. There's a lot to talk about, just around the NFL, and then Chiefs versus Ravens to open up the 2024 NFL season. Could not be a better game. Super, super excited. And yeah, we'll get into it. I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I am Jody, and I just feel like I was just in Vegas watching the game.
Yeah, I know.
Like, remember being exhausted, getting in town late, trying to figure out where I'm going to watch the game. That was like 2 weeks ago. So I don't understand.
It was.
I don't even understand how we're already at week one of the NFL, but I am thrilled. I just want to say that. Thrilled, extremely thrilled. So yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about around the NFL. There has been some big things happening. A lot of paydays.
And a lot of paydays.
Some people who haven't got anything, but let's kind of get into it. Let's talk about the 49ers, the team that the Chiefs beat in this past Super Bowl. We've beat them now twice in the Super Bowl. But you know what? It's like they got an unlimited bank of money in the back of their
I don't get it.
The amount of money that they have to pay these. Well, I guess that's what happens when you're not paying your quarterback.
They have a huge safe that's just full of money and full of, you know, but yeah, I guess they don't have to pay their quarterback yet. So that's one thing, but you went on mute for a second there. but yeah, so Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams were seeking contracts and holding out pretty much the entire training camp and preseason and all that good stuff. So Brandon Ayuk got his deal. He got paid 4 years, $120 million contract, which is great for a wide receiver. And then Trent Williams got his 3-year extension, $82.6 million with $48 million guaranteed at signing. So,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
You know, I think it's really important that they understood that there's no way you're not paying Trent Williams. Like, you would be a terrible organization if you did not pay him. One, the Brandon Ayuk deal, I'm still kind of surprised about, where he's getting like $30 million a year APY. And I think that is on brand for him and what he does. It just kind of lets you know, like, what is this team going to do next year? Because there's a lot of guys they got to pay for next season, too, starting with CMC. Sosa got it. Sosa. That's my friend. Bosa got to get paid. And they got to figure out if they're going to give Brock this contract or not next season. So, you know,
there's a lot to figure out.
I get it. Like, the Chiefs are also going to be kind of in that same situation, too, next year. I'm really surprised that they gave Brandon Ayuk this contract, because I think Debo and George Kittle are a dynamic duo. And I think Debo's the number one over there, not the number two. So I'm kind of surprised about that. But, I mean, hey, if you got the money, why not pay your guys? I need to see how it actually breaks down and what the cap hit looks like every year on their contracts.
I think they actually restructured Debo.
They restructured Trent today Williams
as well. Well, I think they restructured Debo today. And
I didn't see anything about Debo
today.
I don't know
what they did. Let me see. They did. They restructured. Oh. Okay. They restructured Debo Samuel, which he had a $20 million base salary in 2024.
That was due.
Mm-hmm. This likely lowered his cap hit from $28 million to $12.2 million. So they're moving around money in strategic ways to get their guys paid, but also keep the guys they have happy.
Yeah.
They're restructuring so they're not, like, completely broke.
Well, I mean, and that's the Brett Veach approach, right? Like, He definitely knows how to move around money. Honestly, so you can pay the guys.
Yeah.
And it's all about, like, how you're paying it out too. Like, Brett Veach a few years ago was really good at most of the money being paid in a bonus, so it didn't actually hit your salary cap, you getting paid, and then a lot of the rest of the money coming out in the back half of your contract. So, I mean, I'm definitely not there. Whoever's in their front office, they're doing a great job because they're able to pay all their guys and keep this roster going. I mean, they're definitely another Super Bowl contender. And I think that they're chasing the ring just like we are. So you have to bring back your most important guys who are going to help you get to that level. So, I mean, I commend the Niners on this. A lot of people were doubting them and saying there's no way they're going to be able to get this done. I will say, I think it's kind of funny that they had to go through the same drama that we went through last year of guys sitting out all through camp and not getting the work. But if you think about Trent Williams, you think like Chris Jones, like, I don't need to see you out on the field. I know what you can do. Be ready to go week one. And I think that's the same approach that they took with him. So,
right. Yeah, it definitely is. And they get him for week one, which is exciting.
Absolutely.
Them. So we didn't get that last year. So,
yeah.
And it cost us a win. So,
you know, I think that's actually a really good transition to the next person. So Ja'Marr Chase has still holding in, right? So
holding in, yeah.
He's holding in. What's the difference between what holding in and holding out means is, A, mm-hmm. of course, you see Ja'Marr Chase at practice, right? But he's still technically under his contract salary. So his contract's technically not due this year. He's not due for another few years. He's just trying to get paid because if you go look at the receiver market from this year, a lot of guys got the bag and he deserves the bag too. Like, can't lie. Ja'Marr Chase deserves the money. So he's holding in. He practiced one day. The one day he practiced, Brandon Ayuk got signed and he went right back onto the sidelines and did not come back out. So I thought that was rather hilarious because he should have just not. He should have just stuck to his guns. That's my thought.
He was, but like, Ja'Marr yeah.
Chase still has not got paid yet. He's been out since
forever.
Forever. And the trend is, not the trend, but the rumor is that he is not expected to play week one. So take that as you will.
So, okay. So my thing with Brandon, Ja'Marr Chase is, I'm so used to talking about Ayuk for weeks and
literally weeks on end.
My thing with Ja'Marr Chase is, like, so yeah, he does have 2 years left on his contract. So you're not even necessarily up for a payday this year, but he's decided he is, which is fine. I mean, he is very good. He is an elite wide receiver. I think it's kind of funny because, as most of us know, the Bengals have like the least amount of money in the NFL. They were selling TVs from their stadium for like, did you see that thread?
I did. I laughed. I was
They're
like,
selling TVs for like $30. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's gonna pay for Jamar's
like a 60-inch TV for $30. I was like,
I guess they're trying to like renovate their stadium, but yeah, they're selling the old TVs for like $30, $40, whatever. I digress. The Bengals are a hilarious organization. But with Jamar, I'm like, I get it. You are a fantastic wide receiver one, obviously. And you do deserve money. I just don't get. And like now they're saying like the ploy could be, oh, if he sits out versus the Chiefs because they play us week two. He's like not. That's like a statement if he does that. I don't think he is either. I don't think he'll actually sit that game out. But
because the Bengals can't afford to go 0-2.
No. And well, they play the Patriots week one, so they should win.
Regardless. I mean, they should, but you don't know what's going
to
happen.
If they don't, though, and then Jamar decides to sit out week two, like.
Yeah. You know, I think that Jamar should have never came back. He should not have came back for that one day. I think he should. If you're gonna be about this energy, you need to sit out. And then two, oh, my friend Sosa's here. We were just talking about your guys. and then number two, you're trying to. Jamar Chase is not missing week two. I do think that he's going to hold out for week one. But I think it's the amount of fines that he's already collected for just not even participating in camp for one is egregious because you know what that looks like. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right. And now you're saying that you're not going to play week one. Like you missing week one is equivalent to what all of training camp was. Do you really think, and I'm not trying to count his pockets. I'm sure he can afford to miss it. But why would you? And I solely think though, the reason why he is sitting out is based off of the amount of injuries that he had last season. Jamar wasn't super healthy last year. And of course his mindset went to, I need to make sure that I can be financially secure for the rest of my life, which is why I see why he's going after this contract this season, because he was hurt last year. But again, they don't owe you anything. They can definitely sit out. I mean, they don't have to play you. If you don't want to play, that's on you. That's your account that's taking the hit, not the other way around.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's always on the player, right? And, like, he's trying to prove his worth. And versus the Patriots, it's kind of is what it is. I think they'll probably still win that game regardless, they should. Now yeah. It could be an upset, and I think that would be hilarious because also Joe Burrow doesn't always play great week one. So historically, they could win this. They could lose this game.
I will laugh so hard if they go 0-1, and they go 0-2 when they come to Kansas.
Yeah. So I think his decision. Now also. Last year, they paid Joe Burrow on Thursday night, right before our kickoff, if you remember. It was like 7:26 p.m. I looked at the tweet from last year. It was like right before we kicked off, or right while we kicked off. So I was like, of course the Bengals have to come in and, you know, draw the attention to them on our kickoff.
I don't think they're going to pay Jamar this year. I don't think it's happening.
No,
they don't have to. They don't have to.
Yeah, they don't have to.
So,
but he'd be so dumb to sit out the whole year.
He's not. There's no way that.
There's no way, right?
There's no way, because then it's like now you feel like you're obligated to get a contract that you didn't even want to play for us last year. No, go test the market and see how that goes for you.
Yeah,
because that would be the energy that I would give him. Like, remember last year when we lost 7 games because you didn't want to play, because you didn't want to be a team player, because you wanted to get paid, which I fully understand. Go test the market and let somebody else give you an offer, which somebody
and
will.
Someone else would pay him.
Somebody will.
Sure. Yeah. But
anyway, that's enough about Joe Burrow. Let's talk about Hassan.
Jamar Chase.
Who did I say? They're the Joe same Burrow. Person, literally. They both went to LSU. They the same person. I don't care. Hassan Reddick got paid from the Jets.
No. Hassan Reddick didn't.
I apologize.
He's still holding out.
So also, listen, I'm sleep deprived and y'all gonna have to get over it today. I am trying my hardest. But no, he's still holding out, and that is actually quite interesting. I wasn't expecting that. I thought he definitely would be ready to go by week one, that they would figure out something for him, and they have not. So that kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting this to still happen, especially because the Jets are supposed to have this fantastic defense. They are Super Bowl favorites, depending on the show that you're watching and listening to. So I thought that they would have had him locked in by now and been ready to go. So yeah, there are so many
New York football fans that are like so desperate for the Jets to do well. It's hilarious. Actually, I should say it's not football fans, but media guys that are like from New York that are so like gung ho on the Jets this year.
It's totally fine. Like, you know,
I mean, it's fine. I get it, but.
I cannot wait to watch that game against the Niners. I am sitting on the edge of my seat waiting for Jets Niners. I cannot.
Oh, that's going to be great. Great
anyway,
TV.
Let's get into this last payday. The Jets did pay somebody, though. They paid their corner. Michael Carter got a 2-year deal, $33 million, $19 million guaranteed at the cornerback slide. So, you know, this makes me really interested because I was like, all right, cornerback numbers are starting to come out. Trent McDuffie is supposed to get paid next season. So, and in my mind, I think that they are going to make him the highest paid corner in the NFL, as he deserves to be. So, you know, just kind of seeing like those numbers start to slowly come out about what the market is looking like for cornerback. I love to see it, honestly.
Well, they're setting it for themselves too, because they're going to have Sauce Gardner to pay.
Absolutely.
At the same time, we have to pay McDuffie.
Yeah. So. I'm like, he's doing too. So, yeah. I mean, who knows? And I'm just hoping, you know, they don't go in a we're sitting out battle because they both want to be the highest.
God,
hopefully we don't get that.
Hopefully not.
I definitely love that for Carter. I love when guys get paid and they're the highest paid. It's incredible to see.
And he's a great player. So like, by all means.
Yeah, by all means. But again, like you said, I can't wait to see what happens with like Sauce next year, because
I'm like, y'all just set the markets for yourselves. So all right, it's fine.
Right. Well, yeah. But, let's transition. Is there anything else NFL that I missed today? I'm gonna take that as a no. Before we transition into Chiefs, we got to go ahead and talk about Autograph. If you have not downloaded the Autograph app yet, what are you waiting on? This app is basically your favorite sports app. You can go there and you can see all of your team's information. You can see all of your favorite podcasts based around the teams that you love. And you can buy tickets on there to any of the games. And we're not just talking Chiefs football. We're talking all NFL, MLB, WNBA, NBA. You can literally link all of your favorite teams to one spot. Download the app now while you're listening to us at Autograph. Highlighter color A. And use the promo code Kingdom Queens. Two S's. Kingdom's Queens. Let's get into it. It is week one, baby. We got Chiefs versus the Ravens. And again, we spoke about it. I can't believe that we're here already. So as
either.
You guys know, because you were here last year, this was our AFC championship game last year. And there was so much that happened in that game. And I think no one really anticipated how the game was going to go, like the flow of the game. Like, I knew the Chiefs were going to win on the road, but I didn't know what was happening there. So let's kind of get into a roster update of what has happened this week and who will be active and available going into week one.
Yeah, so we did. So as a lot of you probably know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire spoke out a few weeks ago how he's been dealing with some PTSD just from some past stuff that's happened in his own life. And then I think re-triggered again this past year and yada yada. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire has had his struggles. He is now being placed on the non-football injury list, which we kind of predicted this might happen because he's been missing so many practices.
And he wasn't really active during the preseason games either.
And honestly, we wish him all the best. We're praying for him. We hope he recovers and does well.
And he'll be back. You know what I mean? He'll definitely be back in a few weeks. Season, so.
Yeah. But take for right now, and it kind of opens up. It opens up a roster spot. It kind of gives us some freedom to do some other stuff. So the Chiefs did sign running back Samaje Perine, who, if y'all remember, a few years ago in the AFC Championship game, cooked us to a crisp for a nice touchdown for the Bengals. And then last year he was on the Broncos. So we have some funny history with him. But he said he was notified he was dropped from the Broncos the other day. And then he said, like, that night or something, he got a voicemail from a Philadelphia number. And he was like, oh, I'm not answering that, whatever. Let it go to voicemail. And then he right away looked at the voicemail, and it was Andy Reid calling him.
Yeah, like, answer my phone.
Saying how much he wanted him here. So he's like, oh. So I called him right back, and then now I'm here. So
The fact that Andy still has this Philly number is hilarious. You've been in Kansas City for a long time.
Yeah, of course he does. Yeah.
Enough. Which, I guess, it's fine. I lived in Dallas with an 816.
It is what it is. But it's hard once you, like, have your number, all that, you know, whatever. But, so we have Samaje Perine, who I think will be a really good, like, third down power back for us.
Yeah, he's definitely the number two running back behind Isaiah Pacheco. You know, this week is going to be Isaiah Pacheco, Samaje Perine, and Carson Steele. And, okay. Sign me up for that. Nothing in my mind that gives me doubt about what these three guys are going to be able to do. And I'm sure that, like, of course, Samaje is going to be on, like, a limited snap count because he just got here and he's still learning the playbook and all those good things. That doesn't mean that he's not a great power runner, but he is definitely going to be able to come in here and make a huge impact for us and be great support to Isaiah Pacheco while Pop is out.
Yeah.
Pop.
I think he's going to be a great addition for us, and I'm excited. I love when we do stuff like this too. I love the petty little moves, like, okay, like, let's bring you in from the Bengals and the Broncos.
I just feel like, though, everything would be petty for us, though. I feel like
everything's petty at this point, right?
Everybody hates us. We got beef with all 31 teams.
Yeah, no. Like, you're not wrong.
No matter what we do, it's never going to be – it's always going to be looked down upon.
I think a lot of people forget his brother, LaMichael Perine, played for us last year. And then, yeah. So it's not like – a crazy coincidence that he ends up here, but I think he's going to be a great addition. I'm excited.
I think so too. And I think depending on how these next few weeks go, it might be very interesting to see what they do there when Clyde is ready to come back.
Right.
Like, what do you do there? Especially because, like, as the weeks progress, we're going to have more guys coming back to this roster, Charles and Minnehue, which means somebody else is going to have to, you know, we'll talk about it when we get there, but it's going to be interesting to see, like, what this looks like as we go forward.
Definitely.
On that note, Chiefs add another quarterback. Oh my God, guys, we brought in Bailey Zappe. If you know who that is, he used to pay for the Patriots.
If you know, you know.
So just so you know, he's quarterback three, guys. We got nothing to worry about here. As you know, you can have an emergency quarterback also on your roster once the season starts. So I'm almost 100% positive that that is what his role is here. There's not really.
No, I think they actually got rid of that rule this year for the emergency.
Why?
Oh, I have no idea, but I think I read that.
Literally, the Niners ran out of quarterbacks.
I know.
Why would they do that?
I have no idea, but I think they did.
Okay, I'm going to look that up and bring that back because I haven't heard that yet. But
I think they got rid of that, which I think everyone was like, why would you get rid of that?
Why would you get rid of the emergency quarterback
that
doesn't hit your rock?
Makes zero sense.
I'm not a fan of that. Who else did we bring in, Lexi?
Okay, so we got Bailey Zappe. We got defensive end Cameron Thomas from Arizona Cardinals, who I'm very excited about.
I talked about him last week.
Did we talk about him last week?
Yeah.
We did. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember if he was before last week or after.
He happened right before. It was
We've had all Sunday. These like random moves.
It was like Sunday. But no, he, you're right. And then, he's coming from them and he's fast as hell. I remember specifically saying that.
But then also signed, I think also to our D line, Marlon Tulipolotu.
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. So he is on our D line now. So, and he's on the he made the roster. So that's a good. I'm excited about that addition.
We need as much depth as we can have in that.
Yeah,
room,
so, and then we re-signed Eric Scott to our practice squad, who's a cornerback, who we got from the Dallas Cowboys, and I think he's actually from Baser, Kansas. So it was like,
yeah,
he exciting is. For him to be here. For himself, so yeah, but I think that's about it on our roster. And then the only guy who didn't practice today is Hollywood Brown, who has his injury from the preseason,
as expected, which,
unfortunate, but I think he'll be back. He actually, I do the countdown on my Twitter page. He commented on my page the other day because someone was like, I think his injury is worse than it seems. And he was like, no, it's not. And so honestly, I think he'll be back like maybe the next week or two. Not this game, but maybe the next week or two. So
I have him coming back week three.
They didn't put him on IR.
I have him coming back week three, but that's based on I have reasoning for that though. And that's solely because I know how this coaching staff is. They're going to give you an extra game to make sure you're 110% healthy. Yeah. And if the offense is clicking the way that it's supposed to weeks one and two, they're definitely not going to rush you back. Even though you want to be out there, they're not going to rush you back because it is a very long season ahead. So yes.
Yeah. And no need to rush him. Yeah, if he's back by week two, great. If it's week three, fantastic. But don't rush it. And that's why we trust our
Atlanta game.
We trust the staff on the Chiefs. Like, they're going to make the right decision by him no matter what. He's going to want to be back sooner because that's just what it is.
He's playing for a contract, right? I mean,
he really is.
He only signed 1 year with us. And depending on what this year looks like, depends on what he can go get from somebody else, not necessarily us, because how we do. But this year could be a make or break year for him to go somewhere else and get paid. So hopefully we can get him back as soon as possible because he's definitely a very important piece on this roster.
Very much so. I think, it's just hard, but I'm glad that he's our only injury. We've had some injuries throughout like training camp and yada, especially like in the defensive side in the cornerback room.
God bless the secondary.
With his weird stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Chris Jones was just hot, y'all.
He was hot, right.
It's like I tweaked my shoulder. Oh, no, he was hot. It was 100 degrees outside.
Yeah. So glad he's back, but I'm just glad that we pretty much have a healthy roster from top to bottom minus Hollywood.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing, and of course like the tweaks and things are gonna happen throughout the season, but being able to go into week one and the feel main guys who good. Need to be healthy are healthy. Thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus. We're already here. Thursday night is Tuesday. Thursday night, there's a lot of cool things happening. If you guys don't know, I think the ceremony starts at 7:09 p.m. So be in your seat before that.
Be there at 7:08.
Yeah, literally. Get there on time. There's a ton of amazing people coming out and performing. If you guys know who Coco Jones is, me, obsessed with her, especially because she's on Bel Air, and I think she's just great. She's going to sing the national anthem. I am overly in my seat on time. Because, I'm just obsessed with her. Can't wait. So there's just a lot of great things happening going into the game. But let's kind of get into some key matchups.
Yes.
So if I had to just start off with what am I going to be watching? So I can't lie. It's, I'm going to watch all elements of the game. Like,
every single
thing.
Can I start with something? Or do you have a thought you want to go off of?
I did, but go ahead. Start where?
I kind of want to start with special teams.
That's actually so. I
Are
was
you gonna
going
go there. Okay.
Special teams. I am excited to see the adjustments that they made for special teams because you know they did not show everything in any of these training camp games. God bless. Preseason
basically.
But you can see them, but you could see how they made the adjustment week after week after week from week game one to game three. It was like so good. Like you could see where they cleaned up and made the adjustments. I'm already knowing this game. Whatever they do on kickoff is going to be it's going to be so good because I know they've already made those adjustments.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see how that goes.
Tobe said it would pretty much be like Sky, McColl, Worthy, Carson, maybe P. Ryan potentially back for like kickoffs and punt returns. Yeah. How do you feel about Sky back there? Oh, yeah, there's as soon as I say it, Francesca shows up.
I'm fine with Sky being back there because Sky Moore was good in training camp. He was good during the preseason.
I'm not mad
at that. I think if we were to go back and listen to an episode from last season, we would talk about how the boys always were terrible under the lights. The lights were way too bright for them. And this is a game where the lights are going to be bright. It's 7 p.m. Thursday. It's 95 degrees. It's going to be all eyes on them under the lights. It's not a noon game. It's not a 3 game. And this is where they have the most issues. So where I don't think they're going to start off with Sky. I definitely don't think they're going to start off with him. I think they're going to ease him into
I think McColl.
They're definitely going to lead with McColl. Yeah, they're going to lead with McColl for sure.
It has to be, right? Like that's
100%. They're going to lead with McColl.
that's what we all feel comfortable with. Like, please put him in.
We're going to have, but you know, they usually have two guys back there at one time. So we've seen a lot of McColl and Carson, and we've seen a lot of McColl and Sky. Mm-hmm. I think they like the McColl and Carson combination the most.
Yeah.
Because the ball could go to either one of them and then they both will be able, you're either going to get speed or you're going to get somebody who's going to run over people. So, they can do one of two things. And, you know, I was having this conversation with some of the guys and we were like, you know, if you have a speedy receiver, you're not going to want to kick the ball down the middle of them because they're going to take off on you. You're going to want to kick it to the corners of the end zone. So, you know, I'm very interested to see like how this goes, but I would love to see the McColl Hardman and Carson Steele combination back there. That would make me happy.
Yeah, me too.
And it probably would be maybe like Sky and P. Ryan.
That'd be fine too. I think that'd be good too. Yeah.
Because that's how they've been doing it. They've had a receiver and a running back at the same time. So, you know, if I got to pick a duo, that would be the one I want to see.
Yeah,
The question is, are the Ravens going to actually kick them the ball or are they going to kick it out? That's the question.
Because
there's
a
lot more returns. We've seen just in preseason alone.
Their Harbaugh, John, it was a special teams coach, right? So he's very, very good in that department. They have a very, very good special team. So I think, and then we obviously have Dave Tobe, who is Andy Reid's assistant head coach and also our special teams coach. And he's just phenomenal. Cannot say enough about him. So I think the two of them, I think this is the perfect game to kick off the new kickoff rule. Like it really is the perfect like teams to set the precedence for what the season should be with it.
And people are going to, that's the thing. Even next week it's going to be, they're going to make adjustments already for next week. Some teams are going to watch Thursday and make adjustments to what their Sunday
for sure.
Like,
for sure.
So I can't.
Yeah, I think you couldn't ask for better teams to like watch on this new rule.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good. So
not to mention the two best kickers in the league.
Literally,
Butker and Tucker. Like, hello.
I have them both in one of my fantasy leagues. Like, not the same league, two different leagues.
I was like, you have them both. Dang.
No, you know I.
No, okay.
We both almost picked a kicker and barely picked a defense. Okay. We were going for depth.
Literally
looking for depth here. I can get a kicker later. I can get a kicker hours before the game.
I can get a defense tonight, later on.
Not a big deal. I can do that later. But no, so I agree. I'm really excited to see how the new kickoff rule goes. I think it's going to be great. But my next area that I was going to say is, okay, I can't wait to see the offense. I'm ready to see the offense.
Cannot
I'm ready
wait.
To watch the receivers. I'm ready to watch Patrick for 60 minutes with these receivers. We got the teases all through camp, right? We got the teases for the 2 minutes that they were out on the field during the preseason game. But I cannot wait to see the offense. I cannot wait to watch
what's your favorite?
Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce and Isaiah Pacheco all on the field at the same time. What?
Well, and I think
I wrap my brain around it.
I think keeping our O-line together is also huge. And then really our only newest addition is Kingsley at left tackle, which that is Patrick's blind side. So he's going to have probably a welcome to the NFL moment on Thursday night. He's probably going to have something.
As expected.
And we'll get to the Ravens O-line later because I have some thoughts on that when we talk about defense. Yeah, I'm really excited to see Isaiah Pacheco behind our starting O-line once again. Like, I think he wasn't able to run a ton. And so their linebacker, Roquan Smith, was in the media this week saying, we got to stop the run game and make them one-dimensional, which, you know, the Chiefs power run game under Patrick Mahomes, right? So, and I think he was probably trolling a little bit, but like, I think Isaiah Pacheco is going to be a man on a mission. And I think that's because you're going to have, so Hollywood Brown's out. He's the veteran,
they're not
right?
They're going to be able to stack the box like they want to. Not with the
they're not
going to
be able to do what I, yeah. No.
Not with and, the we have. And if you would like to, I'm fine with that. You're going to be
right.
Good.
You're going to like, either way, it's not going to be whatever, but I'm really glad we brought Juju back for like pass protection.
Absolutely.
Purposes.
Absolutely. And I think not here.
I would love if like Juju caught the first catch of the game or something, you know, like I would love if it was something nostalgic like that. That'd be so good.
Juju Smith-Schuster for like, 20. That's a Kansas City piece. Can you imagine? Like, I would literally
love it
and be like, okay.
Love right. it. Love it. We'd be like, all right. Yeah.
If we want to go to John Smith-Schuster first, I'm totally fine with
John
that.
John Smith.
But,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to call this now. And I probably shouldn't. The whole entire training camp, every first team rep, every single first team rep, whole camp, very first pass went to Travis. So I fully expect the very first pass to go to Travis this week.
Travis? Okay, my prediction is Travis or Rashi. That's Mahomes.
If I'm like, going based off of what I see every camp.
I know.
First pass went to Travis Kelce.
Okay. Every single time. Here's my question.
It could even be just like a short 4 yard gain.
An 8 yard first down gain.
It might be like a 4 yard gain.
Do you think we open this game with a run from Pacheco?
No, I think we're going to open the
you think
game
pass?
With a throw to Travis.
Okay.
I think it's going to go to Travis, though in the last preseason game, he threw it to Hollywood first.
The preseason,
he
threw to Hollywood
first.
First
play of the game. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
And then he threw to Rashi like 5 times.
Right. That's what I was going to say. I wouldn't be surprised if he went to speed first. You know how they always like try to make a statement.
I don't think he's going to go to Xavier first, though.
No, it would be Rashi. That's what I think.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't.
I still think it's going to Travis Kelce first. Like, I think it's going to Trav.
It probably
even
is.
If it's for like 3 or 4 yards. They got to get the crowd into it. Yeah. They're going to show Taylor. It's going to be a whole thing. They got to get Arrowhead hype. They're going to.
There goes Kill a Trav. Kill a Trav for
Sorry,
5
guys.
Yards.
I don't know if you bet. And I don't even know if that's an option on betting. But put 5.
It would be hilarious. It would be hilarious if they did a deep ball on the first possession. Like in the first.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. I wouldn't be surprised by that, but who knows what it's all, it's going to be all about what Patrick sees. You know, he's going to go out there with five.
Yeah, plays. It's just what they show. And
he's going to go out there with his, you know, his first drive, and then he's just going to pick it apart the way that he does. So, but no, I'm excited to watch the offense to see what they do. I think Travis Kelce is going to have 70 yards this game. Plus, I think Isaiah Pacheco is going to have 70 yards plus this game. Like, I think they're going to go off and they, I think they're going to go off. So I'm excited about that. I would say, so started with special teams, went to the offense. And I feel like we haven't been able to really talk about the offense because it's been camp and all of those good things. And now we're finally at week one. I'm definitely excited to watch Kingsley Sumamataia. He's going to be great. And then if I had to say, like, I think those are the things that I'm most excited to see. I'm nervous about the defense, the secondary specifically. I'm not really worried about the defensive line. They're going to be fine.
No.
Especially, I mean, yeah, the defensive line is going to be just fine. I think secondary has a lot of opportunity still, and I don't think that they're going to get their full rhythm until the bye week.
I fully agree. I think it's going to take a few weeks, which is fine. We have our stars on the defense that are going to make their plays and they're going to do their jobs really well. And then it's just up to the backup guys that need to make their names known and need to earn their spots. And I feel like Spags is making us all nervous because every week he comes into the presser is like, nope, we still don't have a CB2. And we're all like, okay. Like,
and I appreciate him doing that. I appreciate the thing is like people are like, oh, he's just probably that's probably a smoking mirror. No,
I think Spags is real. He's gonna keep it real. He's gonna keep it up.
And that's fine. And so again, I think this is not gonna be the defense of last year that was top two.
I think you're gonna be like I think you're gonna be top 10 this year.
I think they're gonna start off top ten and end up top five.
Yeah,
especially once Charles Minnehue gets back. Yeah, it's
huge.
They're gonna jump, but you know the secondary is very interesting. So I'm excited to see who is the starting corner too. Is it Joshua Williams? Is it Jalen? Like, who is it? Who's it gonna be?
I don't know. I'm excited to see. Very excited.
And we ain't seen Justin Reed, so this is our first time watching him too. So getting them all back out there together, you know, I hope the offense has the ball first.
No, I don't. I want us to have it second.
I hope the offense has the ball first. Well, I mean, well, yeah, we always want the ball second because then
I want the ball second. Yeah.
I know we're getting into score prediction soon. I don't think it's going to matter, but,
We have to do it, though. It's tradition.
I want the offense to go out there and set the tone and give the defense the confidence. Yeah. That is why I want the offense out there first.
Because last year they gave our defense zero confidence almost
It's time to run that favor back. Yeah. So we always want the ball at the half. Of course, we always want the ball at the half. I think it's just different for this game. I think they need to really – the offense knows that they are it this year. And I think that, you know, the defense might need that little bit of motivation through the first couple of weeks. And they're going to get back to who they are, though. So
I love that Travis and Patrick are both saying, like, they feel more ready than they ever have. And
Travis is looking like a young little pony out there.
Spry little guy. Yeah.
I was like,
spry little guy.
Yeah.
Oh, we both jinx. or what were you gonna say? Sorry,
I didn't want to cut off whatever you want to say. No, I was just gonna say, like, I feel really good about the offense, and I think the defense is just gonna need that little bit of extra push because I think they're gonna be out there longer than they were last year. And again, where that is okay because that is how they have to build that chemistry and gel and figure out like who is who and what is what, especially with Snead being gone. That's okay. I think the defensive line is going to be on it still. I have no issues there. Yeah. It's just a secondary. So, you know, don't be surprised if Lamar throws a long ball. Now, granted, he ain't got no receivers. Who are we throwing the ball to? But don't be surprised if he does throw the deep ball or if he runs for 60 yards this game. It's a very high possibility.
So Lamar Henry,
holy moly.
Okay, yeah, we haven't talked about that. So what I want to start with first for the Ravens offense is Lamar has lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's down like 15, 20 pounds. He looks good. He lost his muscle. The sick part, I'm not sure. Yes. But I don't know why, so I don't even want to speculate on that or go in on that. But I
No, not speculating. I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
You don't know how healthy he is.
I don't know what to expect from him.
But he's been at practice lately. He wasn't at camp a lot. I don't want to even say a lot. In the beginning, that he missed some practices. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. He's definitely lost the weight, but he said that he lost the weight because he just felt like it was too much and he wanted to be more mobile, which I can understand also. He looks like he lost a lot of muscle. But again, mm-hmm. how am I to tell under your pads? I'm just going based off of what I've seen from you last season.
Right.
But he's skinny. He definitely skinny. And he's skinny. I was actually just having a conversation with a good friend right before the podcast. And I was like, can he take a hit? I want to see him take a hit without this weight. Him and Chris Jones getting on him.
That's the next thing I want to say is they're It really okay. So I feel like when the Chiefs lose someone, it's like groundbreaking, right? It's like, oh, you lost this, this, and this. No one's talking about how the Ravens have three new starters on their O-line.
Correct.
One being where Chris Jones is going to find you a few times.
God bless.
And now I do think Lamar will be faster, right? And so he'll have like that to his advantage, but. I don't know. I'm a little bit concerned for their O-line with our D-line. I think our D-line has stayed intact and we've kept our same guys and they work really well together. And we haven't seen Chris Jones all preseason, so no one's had to face that. George Karloftis is going to be a beast. We have Mike Dana, who's consistent. We have Derek Nnadi, who's consistent. We have we don't have Charles for this week. He'll be back later. Yeah. He'll be awesome. So I think... I don't know.
It's going to always be like a 21 personnel.
I also think Tershawn Wharton is going to be really good this year.
It's always going to be like a 21 personnel with them, with Lamar and with Derrick Henry. It's going to always feel like there's two running backs on the field at one time. So where they might, and this is what makes me think like, okay, some of our safeties are going to have to come down and they're going to have to stack the box, because where it would be the reverse for us, you're not going to want to do that. You're going to want to keep your two safeties very high because we're going to cook you. For them, it's the other way. Now it's like, okay, we have to think about two guys who could possibly run and get 20 yards on us every single play. And it's really going to be dependent on how often Derrick Henry is out there. And according to them, he's healthy. I expect him to have lots of snaps during this game. So, especially because I think they're more confident right now in their running backs and their tight ends versus their receivers. Like Mark Andrews, he will be back for this game. I do think he's going to be on a limited snap count as well. But when he is on the field,
he will make plays. Yeah.
Top five tight end, right? Yeah. So he's definitely going to make the plays while he's
top
out there,
three
so.
When healthy. Yeah.
Absolutely when healthy. So it's really just going to be dependent on what. They're running, and I think that they are going to run the ball heavy this week because they don't trust it. It's not that they don't trust their receivers, but it ain't as strong. Their room isn't as strong as it was last season.
And like Derrick Henry's on record saying, like, "Oh, I wish I could have played in the AFC Championship game.
Coulda, woulda, you were with the Titans.
I'm like, huh?
Enjoy where you were.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Can't help you with that.
What kind of comment? Yeah. I mean, I get it. You're being a homer and whatever, but.
Sure. Everybody wishes they were on the Chiefs last year. What else?
Right. And so Derrick Henry, I think he'll be interesting. I don't want to eat my words, but I don't think
he'll probably get 100 yards. Would I be surprised if Derrick Henry ran for 100 on us? No.
No.
If you know the history. Now, I will say, I don't know how good. This also ain't Mike Vrabel. So I don't know what they gonna draw up. I don't know what they have drawn up, because he knew how to eat us alive every single game. Well,
for some reason.
But he's now in a totally different scheme. So that might not. What's going to happen is Derrick Henry is going to be like, all right, this is what I did against Kansas City when I was with the Titans. this is what we need to do in order for me to be successful here. To think that they haven't had that conversation would be incredibly naive. You know that conversation is happening.
Of course. I'm sure that
they're going to dive into some of that old Titans playbook to run some of those plays against us here. So,
yeah. No, they absolutely will. he also, Derrick Henry, he tended to cook us in the regular season, but in the playoffs, he did not. So, you know. Now, granted, this is the regular season. So, but also, I will say when he cooked us was when we had our way less strong defenses. Our defenses were not that good.
Justin Tucker is going to get booed so loud. Sorry, I just thought about that.
Oh, especially during warmups, I hope.
Oh, he's going to get booed so loud. I just remembered that.
He went into media really sensitively this week. And he was like, I'm not going to do anything.
Stay on your side.
He said like five times. He's like, I just want to help my team win. I just want to help the Ravens win. Like, okay, smart.
I just remember right now what he did last season. Oh, I'm going to boo him so loud. I cannot. It's going to be me. I'm going to boo him.
She'll lead it. Yep.
But let's talk about their receivers for a little bit. Because a lot of people are like, okay, wait. Well, before I say what I want to say. Before I say what I want to say, a lot of people have been talking about the Ravens receivers, and it has not been Chiefs fans. It has been Ravens fans. And they are like someone asked me, what do you think about our receivers? And I was like, who are they? Like, literally, the only person I know is Zay Flowers. And else not. I mean, Rashad Bateman, I picked him up in like round.
Zay and Bateman.
I picked Bateman up in like round 15.
Yeah.
In my fantasy. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
So they have Deontay Hardy, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, Nelson Aguilar, Tylan Wallace, and Devontae Walker. I think I said that right. I'm sure out of the six guys that I just named, y'all probably know three. And one of them for like good reason. You know what I mean? Rashad Bateman has all the ability to be a dog if he could be healthy.
Yeah.
Can't stay on the field.
Yeah. Nope.
Zay Flowers is great. But please know that we're going to double him.
And Zay is great. And I actually feel like Zay, he'll probably end up scoring a touchdown against us because he's so mad at himself for what happened in the championship game.
Yeah.
I feel like we're going to scheme something up for him, but. Yeah, he had multiple things with Sneed. Like, Sneed punched the ball out for one at the goal line, which was huge. Huge, huge, huge play. But also, he taunted Sneed, and he, like, caught a ball on him and stood over him and, like,
sure did.
Was all, you know? And that's the stuff that Chiefs players don't do because they know and they're experienced and they know not to do that.
And Andy Reid don't play that. But, A, he going to try to get that get back, but it's going to be against Trent McDuffie, and Trent ain't going to have it either.
No.
Trent definitely did not
forget. He was right there on all that stuff anyway.
Trent did not forget either what you did last season, so you will be double a lot, and I wish him the best of luck. I honestly think that's the only receiver that they're going to take seriously. Now, if we talk about the tight ends, that's a different story. Isaiah Likely is a monster, and so is Mark Andrews. Those two are dogs. Like, much respect to both of them because they're both so good. And Isaiah Likely is their tight end one.
Yeah.
While Andrews is battling with his injury. But yeah, they're definitely going to target him more.
Yeah. No, they definitely will. Their tight end room's really good, and there's a lot of people saying it's the best in the league this year. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm just holding on to receipts, but
disrespect Noah Gray. I mean, when you have to go to your receivers you have to go to your tight ends when you don't have receivers.
Yeah,
we've had both. So yeah, no,
I think Noah Gray stays underrated. So I wouldn't be surprised to see him. They want to get him really involved in the offense this year. And like more so, and that's why they brought in Peyton Hendershot.
Yeah,
so he could do more of the blocking and Noah could get more in on the pass catching and that kind of thing. So I'm excited to see. Maybe Noah will get the first catch of the game. Probably not.
Probably won't even be on the field.
Probably not, but
let's get into offensive predictions, defensive predictions. So I don't really know what you mean by this, but I'm going to assume you mean people who we expect to stand out.
Standout players.
So who do you expect to stand out from the offense? Let's start offense. Who do you think will have a breakout game? Who do you think should have, like, okay, who do you think should have a breakout game? Like, I expect you to be great. And then who do you think will shock you on the offense?
I guess I would say I expect you to be great. For me, the obvious answer is Travis Kelce, right?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
No turnovers.
Travis and Patrick. I'm going to insert Rashee Rice in there too. Because I think he should. I'll go Travis.
Okay. So you expect him to be good?
Yes.
Who
absolutely
do you think will be your breakout?
Breakout player.
Breakout player.
Can I say Xavier Worthy? I mean, that's an easy answer, but yeah, that's who I think.
So, yeah. I think for me,
it's obvious. It's an obvious answer.
It's obvious. It is. Yeah. That's okay. For me, I expect because I can name like four guys, right? I'm trying to figure out if I really want to go receiver here.
Do it.
I think we're just so damned from last season.
I know. We totally are.
I expect Isaiah Pacheco to be very good.
I like that answer. Yeah. I like that. I think he'll be great.
Who do
and
I
you
think...
expect it. Yeah.
Right. Who do I think will surprise me? Carson Steele.
Let's go.
I think even if Carson is limited, I think the
which I think he will be. But...
Oh, absolutely. He's running back three, right? Fullback, yeah. Running back three. Fullback one, running back three. Put it however. Yeah. I think that he will have limited snaps, but I think the ones that he has will be very impactful.
Yeah.
Like, very impactful.
Make some big like third downs or something like that. Yeah.
Maybe, right? Because it might be Isaiah Pacheco.
I hope so. I know.
But I know that I've seen Pop angry run. I've seen Isaiah Pacheco angry run. Carson still has that in him. It's just once we can marry together Isaiah Pacheco and Carson Steele.
Oh, it's gonna be beautiful. It's gotta evolve.
Come around
bit,
week but... eight, nine.
Right.
Week 8, 9. Going into the
if
back.
If it comes around week one, then by all means, but
I think Carson Steele might shock us on the offense. So let's
love that. Yeah.
Let's get to the deep. And even if it's just something small, it's going to be enough for me. Let's get into the defense. Who do you expect to be good? Can't say Chris Jones.
He's like saying Mahomes, so you can't say him. Yeah, no, I know.
Y'all Chris, in the comments, okay. I want to know y'all thoughts. Who do y'all, and y'all haven't said, we're seeing offense. I see Worthy, I see Steele, I see Rice, I see Baby Thor, I see Gator, I see Crocky J, I see Crocky J, I see Crocky J.
Crocky J.
Ryan. All right. Well, I want to know.
Alligator is on our offense.
I love it, literally. And it's like four Crocky J's, which is the funniest part about it. Shout out to the people in the comments. We love y'all. Who do y'all expect to be good on the defense? And who do you think will be a breakout on the defense?
Yeah, so I'll just go ahead and disclaimer. Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones are like...
Can't say them.
Can't say them because we just know that. So we're not going to go there. Who do I think will be great? Who do I know will be great? I'm going to go with Drew Tranquil.
Absolutely.
I think he's going to be great. He's going to be phenomenal. year two in our defense.
I don't even know how he's like... He's going to explode.
He is. I'm so excited.
I think he's going to explode.
He's
going to
be
on Thursday.
Phenomenal. Cannot wait.
Like sitting in his chair, like rocking, like, please just let me out there, coach. Just get me on the field. Who is your
my unexpected? I want to go with Jaden Hicks. Oh, there you go. Yeah, Jaden Hicks.
So I think
he's going to be underrated as a safety for sure. I mean, I'm really excited about him. I think he's going to be great.
I think I love everything Jaden Hicks has done has been great. I just need to see it in real time.
He's my unexpected standout.
Yeah. He was great in camp. He was great in the game.
In a real game. Yeah.
I need to see him.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the real season. Because he has all the potential in the world. I think I expect to be great is Trent McDuffie.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has more on his shoulders this year. And I think he realizes that.
It's like on him now. Yeah.
But I'm glad that this is year three for him.
Yeah.
Because he knows what needs to happen. He gets the ball.
He does. Yeah.
So that's who I expect to be great. Who do I think is going to break out? George Karlaftis.
Yeah. Georgie.
George Karlaftis is going to have 10 plus sacks this year. And yes, I think Chris Jones is going to have 12 plus.
Yeah.
I mean, those two alone should have 20-ish sacks this year. So
I think they could.
George Karlaftis.
I think they could have like 27, 28 sacks together.
I think them two together could have 25. That's my number in my head. Yeah. George Karlaftis is really good, and a lot of people don't know it. And
he's a game disruptor.
Goes back to like what you said about Noah Gray. Like, he's great, but a lot of people don't know it. George Karlaftis is like that. He could go next year to any team and get a fat payday.
Yeah.
And I do not want him to leave.
No. I don't even want to talk about that yet. But
Want to talk about it. So I think George Karlaftis is in his. Y'all seen me turn up last year. Oh, baby, you just wait for this year. So I wouldn't be surprised if they each had a sack this week.
Him and
Chris Jones.
One more defensive guy that I think will have a really big game. And I think he's going to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder from the AFC Championship game. Because he was supposed to sack him and he didn't. And it turned into a complete pass to Zay Flowers in the end zone. But Leo Chenal. I think is going to have a big game. I think he's going to have a bit of a chip. I love him. He's a freaking beast. I think he stays underrated. He stays under the radar. People don't say his name as much. We don't talk about him as much. I think he's going to have a hell of a game. That's what I think. Because if y'all remember, he literally had Lamar wrapped up and somehow Lamar like escaped him, which was crazy. It was a crazy play.
He had oil all over dude. Him.
But I think Spags is going to dial something up for Leo that he gets a sack on him. And yeah, I'm excited.
I love it.
I'm excited for that.
Is there anything else in this game that you're going to have your eyes on that we did not discuss?
No, literally it's just from top to bottom, the whole roster. I'm just eyes wide open.
I know.
Everything. I'm excited for everything.
Like you said, I'm very excited to see their special teams and how they kick off the turn.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the matchup with Kingsley. I want to see.
I know. I hope he does well.
I want to see what that looks like on the left side of the line. I think Trey Smith is going to be a huge help, though.
He's phenomenal.
I'm excited to see.
And we get Joe Tooney back. That's exciting.
Which all of these guys have just been, you know, they're like, okay, I do want to see, you know what? Ooh, can I go back on my offense? Like, I still mean Carson Steele. But I need to ask somebody else to that. Expect. So I expect Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah.
I expect Juwan Taylor.
Yeah.
So he had a rough beginning of last year and turned it up at the back half of last year. And I think he has his flow.
Yeah.
I think he has it now.
So I think so too.
I still think
it would not surprise me at all if he has like a penalty of some sort. But
as long as our offensive line cannot lead the league in penalties again this year, I mean, that's a win in itself. Let's not lead the league in penalties, guys. Yeah. Come on. We can do it. I have faith in us.
Please.
I have faith in us. Let's get into... Nah, we're not going there yet. Let's talk about some of the best games of week one.
Yes, I know. There's some good ones.
This is actually like one of my favorite segments, honestly, because... Not only do we love Chiefs football, but we love football. When I say on Sunday, I'm going to be watching Red Zone and I'm going to be watching Sunday Ticket and I'm going to get like Chipotle and not move and be on my couch all day long. I can't wait. I'm thrilled. So let's kind of talk about some of like the great matchups that are happening this week. So this is the first year ever we got Friday Night Football on on the opener.
FNF.
It caught me off guard because I'm like, a playoff game. But we have Friday night, we got the Packers versus the Eagles in Brazil. Don't wear green. Packers are wearing green, whatever.
Apparently,
yeah, Packers are wearing green.
How do they put the two teams that are green in Brazil,
you see the Eagles are wearing black and white. They're black and white unis in their black helmet.
Smart.
And they were like, we want no parts.
Smart.
Very smart. But I'm excited for Friday Night Football. I was already going to be watching college football.
I am too.
But now knowing that I don't have to move Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, or Monday, like, this is why relationships are hard. I'm watching football 5 days a week. What do you want from me?
We're women doing that too. So
like, I have 5 days of football.
It's always men complaining, like, I can't find a woman that'll allow me to watch it. I'm like,
no, I don't want to go out to dinner.
No, we're watching.
I want to watch the game. Thank you.
And actually, I'm gonna be on a road trip this weekend. So that's kind of not well
you better charge your
phone. I'm gonna be on Saturday. And then Sunday I'm gonna be watching. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's all right.
So super excited about.
But I gotta go meet my new niece. So
super excited about Packers Eagles on Friday, and then we have Sunday. We got three great games. Well, there's a lot of great games, but yeah, it looks like we got Cowboys versus Browns, which I think the Browns are favorite in that game.
Are they? They
I
could.
Think they
I
are.
Think yeah. Well,
I think the Browns are favorite in that game. And I kind of chuckle.
It is.
Are they still?
Well, it's at home for them, so they might be. Keep talking while I look this up.
So, Cowboys at Browns. I don't know what time the game is because I didn't pull this schedule, so I'm sorry, y'all. But going to be a really
good. I think it's the, like, 4 p.m. game.
Oh, 3:25.
Yeah.
So
and well, it's the first one that Tom Brady's
So they're America's game of the week. Very cool.
So I'm excited for that.
And no, that's going to be a really great game because Dak didn't get paid and he's playing. Micah Parsons didn't get paid. And he's
Browns are -2.5. -2.5. That's crazy.
CeeDee Lamb got a huge payday. So I expect him to go off. I will be putting him on my betting parlay. And the Browns, that defense is great, led by Myles Garrett. And, I mean, they got Juan Thornhill back for this season. You know, he was out last season with an injury, former Chief. He's back in their secondary. And I don't know who their quarterback is. Is it Deshaun Watson? Yeah. Is he starting?
Yeah.
Well, Deshaun Watson is starting. I'm like, are you healthy? I don't know an update on him. And I actually
he's been up and down, but yeah, he's starting.
Good. He made a lot of money. He should be out on the field. So, you know, that's going to be a very interesting game. I think the Browns have a huge statement to make this year. Their whole entire division is stacked. So they can't really afford to lose. Who do you think wins that game? Oh, shoot. I forgot to ask you. Who do you think wins the other one? Friday night.
Packers, Eagles. These are hard games to even try to predict. Packers, Eagles. I'm going to go with Packers.
I'm going Packers too.
Yeah.
I'm going Packers. Go
Packers.
Jordan Love.
I think Eagles could easily win, but I think Packers take it. I think it. And then
Cowboys, Browns.
That's tough. I think Browns win.
I think the Browns win too at home.
Yeah.
I think the Cowboys have a lot of drama.
I think so too. And I do not think
that they are fully focused.
A lot of unnecessary, yeah.
Too much stuff in the media happening for them. Sunday, AFC division game, Chargers versus Raiders in Oakland. Mm-hmm. I don't know what time that game is.
Vegas.
I said, I don't know what time that
Oakland.
Game is.
No, you said Oakland.
Oh. The Las Vegas Raiders were the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. Arrowhead West.
Oh my God.
It will never be embedded in my head that they are in Las Vegas and not Oakland.
I know. It's still weird. But
nobody
alas, told them they are.
No one told them to move. But who do you have winning Chargers?
Oh, wait. Raiders? No, it's actually Raiders at Chargers. So they're in LA.
Oh, well.
That's also another 3 p.m. game. But it doesn't matter because Raiders fans travel well. So,
They're still in Cali. Yeah.
So they're both really obviously the Chargers got head coaches, new coaches, a lot of new players, a lot of new schemes. Man, I don't know who's going to win that game. I think it's going to be close.
The game's in LA.
Yeah.
First of all, the San Diego Chargers, two teams that don't know their identities. I don't understand. Two teams that do not know their identities.
I don't know. Is Herbert, I guess he's healthy.
He's not healthy, but he's playing week one.
He's not
Remember,
healthy.
Remember, he has the plantar fasciitis.
Oh, I know.
I think the Raiders win.
I think they probably do too.
No, I think the Raiders win. The Raiders have the Raiders have better weapons if you don't look at their quarterback.
Probably Raiders.
If you don't look at their quarterback, who is Gardner Minshew, right? So he's not that awful.
Well,
it's better than Jimmy G.
I do think the Raiders D-line is going to feast.
Oh, 100%. They should not play Justin Herbert. If he's not healthy, you should probably not put him out there against the Raiders. That D-line. Don't do it to yourself. I think Davante Adams is going to go off.
Because he's pissed off.
Angry. And he has a statement to prove, and he loves his head coach. Okay, so I can't wait to talk about Raiders Chiefs eventually because I think that they're the third best team in the AFC. I think the Broncos are the worst team in the AFC.
Yeah.
Agreed. And I think a lot of people are asleep on the Raiders.
I know they are
struggling with their quarterback, but man, the rest of them. And I hate them. But no, I'm going Raiders this week. I think the Chargers. Okay, wait. So when you look at it from a head coach perspective, yes, they have Antonio Pierce, but Antonio Pierce coached several games last year to where Harbaugh is new.
Yeah.
And this is his first game with the Chargers. And even though he's coming off of his championship at Michigan, congratulations to him. You still are building chemistry with this team.
Yeah.
And they're learning your schemes and all of that. So where I think the Chargers next year are going to be really good. I think this is really a rebuilding year for them, and they are learning, and they are still filling holes because they have more holes than the Raiders too.
I agree, and I don't know that I really trust the Chargers' weapons either now. So I think the Chargers, they'll be in a bit of a slump this year.
When I say I think
Harbaugh, he'll rebuild the culture and they'll be good.
Absolutely.
Eventually.
Even though that culture is still kind of but
we'll see.
When I say I was watching Hard Knocks the other day and I was like, Keenan Allen, he's here? Oh yeah. I totally forgot he went to the Bears. Yeah. So that was interesting. Okay. And then we got Sunday night football, which is Rams at Lions. That is going to be such so good, good. That playoff game was so good. They made it
so Sunday good. Night
That's
a really good game.
So freaking good. Matt Stafford back in Detroit. Jared Goff.
I low key want to say the Rams will win.
Who won the last time? The Lions won.
The Lions. And
that's how they got to the NFC Championship game against the Niners.
Yeah.
So Sean McVay is going to be coming for revenge. No. Lions are going to win. And I think it's solely based on atmosphere.
You think Lions will win?
Solely based on atmosphere.
I'm going to say the Rams. I think the Rams will win. But I think, because I think they're pissed off about last year. But,
And I can't believe we didn't do this. Like, what's wrong with us? Like, we normally break down the divisions leading up into week one, and we did not do that this year at all. So we might have to slowly add those segments in, even though
we can do that during the bye week.
All of them?
No, we'll see. Anyway.
I'm like, no. I think the Lions are going to win the NFC Championship.
The Lambs.
The Lambs. I think the Lions win the NFC Championship game. I think the NFC Championship game is going to be Packers.
I think so too, but I think the Rams can win this game. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I think the Lions.
I do think the Lions will
really, really good this year. They didn't.
They are. They're going to be really good. This.
Who did they lose? No one. They didn't lose anybody.
Did they? They lost a few wide receivers. I think they're like, but
they got
Josh Reynolds. Like some of their like depth on it. They lost some of the depth.
They lost depth. Yeah, but they didn't lose their key guys.
No.
They got David Montgomery.
They paid Amon Ra. Yeah, they.
Yeah, I paid a big contract. Like
Jameer Gibbs, I think. I think he's injured. No, he's injured.
He's still there though. But yeah.
Well, yeah, he's there. But yeah.
Well, yeah, I was asking who left. They didn't. So, I mean, you know, I think the Lions got what it takes this year. That
I think so too.
Just saying.
No, you're safe in picking them. I'm just picking the Rams just to be fun.
Monday night football, Jets Niners, which cannot wait.
Another great game.
Now, why would they start Aaron Rodgers off with a top two defense? Why would they do that to him?
And on Monday Night Football again.
Why would they do that to him?
It's because it's like almost like hopefully it couldn't be a repeat of last year again. Like, because what
the Niners don't play on turf though, right? They play on grass. The Niners play on grass.
The Niners?
Yeah, they play on grass. They don't play on turf like in New Jersey, New York. I think it's like a.
No, yeah.
So them, the Niners are winning this game. Just be very clear there. The Niners are going to win this game.
Yeah, they do play on grass.
Yeah, they play on natural grass. I do like that both of these defenses are going up against each other. I'm ready to watch that for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be insane defense. I think it's going to be low scoring.
The NFL actually is very funny because they are rude. Why would they?
They're rude.
They're so rude. Like, they did not have to do that to Aaron Rodgers, and they did. And I love it.
Oh, yeah.
So much. I cannot wait to sit on my couch on Monday night and be like, what am I going to eat? Get a snack, watch this game, and not move.
I'm going to be 3.5 hours. Listen. I'm actually going to be in Vegas and I'm going to be placing like some parlays and eating a good meal. And like, I'm so excited. I'm so ready.
Why you don't place parlays now? You live in Kansas.
Because I want to do it in Vegas. It's more fun.
Okay.
And I won money the last time I did. So we're just going to go off the vibes. But no, I think the Niners will win.
Yeah.
But that's a great game. That's a great matchup. There's a lot of good.
Matt both lost the Super Bowl.
Both very elite rosters. So I think it's going to be a great game. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be really close.
I think my favorite game of the weekend.
Aaron Rodgers versus Brock Purdy. That's wild.
People are going to... We're going to have this debate about how people are going to have to start putting respect on Brock Purdy's name.
Listen, I agree. Because
he has been...
He played, you watched him in a Super Bowl and he did fantastic.
And like that year before, if he didn't get hurt and lose all his weapons, and
he would have, yeah,
the Ravens,
it would just be Chiefs Niners every Super Bowl.
At the who do they play?
What are you talking about?
Championship game 2 years ago, Eagles. And they lost everybody. The Eagles. Eagles, God bless. I was like, I cannot remember who it was they played. Yeah, it was
the Eagles,
it was crazy. Yeah. But, you know, people are going to have to start putting in respect, especially depending on what Brock Purdy comes out and looks like this year. Contract year for him. So he's going to, yeah. Anyway, score predictions, Chiefs, Ravens, what you got? I believe the line is, oh, shoot, 46?
Yeah, I'm 46 feeling.
Over, under?
I'm feeling 27-24 Chiefs. That's what I'm feeling.
I think 27-21 Chiefs. Yeah.
27-21. So we're both 27.
Yeah. I think it's the over for sure of 46.
It is. Oh, it's -3 right now. Interesting.
Really? Yeah. I thought it would be closer than that.
I did too. It's -3.
All right. But, yeah, I definitely it may get closer as we get closer to Sunday.
Yeah.
And people start putting tickets in because they're like, oh shoot, it is week one. And it's like, yeah, it's week one. Because I haven't put any of my tickets in yet. So it'll definitely get closer.
Probably by tomorrow night.
For sure. For sure.
But yeah, no, yeah. I think 27-24. We're both feeling 27. So hopefully.
Yeah, I'm feeling 27. Because I'm trying to think of what banner night was last year, and my brain just doesn't go back that far.
It was like 20-21.
We lost by one. That's all I can remember. One.
I think it was 20-21.
Yeah, something dumb like that. Anyway, I'm excited for Thursday night. Can't wait to be out at Arrowhead.
But I do think our offense is going to be a lot better. So,
but I still think Andy going to be conservative.
I mean, for sure. It's just who he is. No,
put 30 points up a game. Give me.
Yeah, it was 21-20 last year.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
Let's get into these sponsors. So I already talked to you guys about this. Autograph. Did you download the app? Put in the comments, yes or no. Go download the Autograph.
Download the app.
Download the app. Don't say you're doing it. Actually go do it. I have it. Lexi has it. It's one of our favorite sports apps that we have right now. Again, you can see every single one of your sports teams in one specific spot. It kind of gives me like a little, I probably shouldn't say that vibe, but it's a really good vibe. And you can see all of your favorite local podcasts, which I think is very cool. So whether it's the Chiefs, whether it's the Royals, whether it's your favorite WNBA team or your favorite NBA team or your favorite hockey team, if they have local podcasts in the area, you can go on there and check them out. And I think one of the coolest things is you might find a new podcast that you had never seen before that you might like. Somebody like me and Lexi who listen to podcasts all day, every day. It's kind of cool. You definitely should download it. So make sure you download it. It is free to download. And our promo code is Kingdoms Queens. It's hidden right there. So make sure you go do that. Help support us. But then it's also just really cool. I think you'll just love it too.
Yeah.
And our podcast is on there. You can listen to the Kingdom Queens on there.
Well, they're working on getting it on there. I don't think it's on there yet.
It'll be on there in the next week.
But y'all, they're working on getting it on there. So anyway, but and then, yeah, like Jody said too about Autograph is you can get all of your tickets in one spot, which is really cool. So
yes,
be sure to download and use our code.
Oh, homage. We love homage. My stuff hasn't delivered yet. It's okay.
I know. I don't know why. It's lost in the translation.
I know. Right. Blame the holiday. But I know that you guys have been on our Twitter and you currently see the contest that we're holding and the rules are on there of what you have to do. So we will retweet that again today just so you can go on there. But we're going to take care of three lucky listeners. Rather your listeners or your... You follow us on Twitter or you follow us on Instagram. We're going to take care of three lucky people. And we'll be doing that giveaway the week of week two going into the Bengals game. So lots of people have already done it. I think it's over at least, it's almost to 100 people so far who have already answered, which is
or more. Very, yeah.
Very cool. Shout out to y'all. Yeah. We love y'all. But yes, go enter into the contest. The rules are very, very simple. And like I said, we're going to retweet that on Kingdom Queens today, that and both autographs. So,
and you're just going to get free merch. Like, who doesn't want free?
Who doesn't want free merch?
Really, really quality product, too. Like, I love their t-shirts. They're so soft. They're so comfortable. Yes. Like, who wouldn't want that?
And we're going to be doing giveaways all year, y'all. Like, this is just the first one.
This is just so the beginning. This is just the beginning.
Yeah, just the beginning. So
we have all kinds of stuff.
Make sure you go on to Kingdom Queens on Twitter and go look for it. And just follow the rules so we can try to give you free product. Simple as that. Simple as that.
Yes. Watching how about those Chiefs and Kingdom Queens at the same time. That's right. That's right.
But shout out to y'all. We're super grateful for y'all. If y'all are still in here, we're over 1,600 listeners right now. Like, that's wildly insane. Oh, my God.
Football's so back. Oh, my gosh.
We're back. But I do want to let y'all know, last week, me and Lexi asked y'all to make sure you're liking the podcast as you're listening to it. And holy moly, like, y'all went crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and just ask y'all to do that again. Go hit that like button if you're listening. Please like. And then make sure you're subscribed to us on YouTube. Like, we asked y'all to do that. And y'all also did that. Like, Chiefs Kingdom is like the smartest group of people I know. Y'all know how to follow directions. Y'all listen. Y'all like us.
That's why we're winners.
Like, we love y'all. So shout out to y'all. I know that this says next Tuesday at 7. We are not going live next Tuesday. But we will be going live next week, probably more of like a Wednesday.
Probably Wednesday. I'm going to be traveling. She has a work thing, so we're just trying
traveling too. Yeah.
With our schedule. Yeah, she's traveling too. So we're just going to. But we will be here at some point.
Oh, yeah. It'll definitely probably be Wednesday because we're going to want to talk to y'all before Thursday night.
Before Thursday, right? Exactly.
So we're
back on. Oh my gosh.
This is our life. We're already back here. It's crazy, right? Like, yep. I said, feels like we were just in Vegas. But no, thank y'all for listening.
We just ended this thing.
Thank y'all for listening. We love y'all. Go.
Wow, live. Next Thursday's game is Bills Dolphins. That's a good game too.
Interesting. Go like our podcast. Go subscribe to our podcast. Go follow us on Twitter. Go follow us on Instagram. And please know the TikTok account is coming very, very soon because we got
there, but we need to update it
to give y'all. Yeah. So yeah. All right, that's all I got.
All right,
bye y'all.
Again, y'all go Chiefs. Night. We're gonna go get this win on Thursday. Let's go.
Can't wait. See you at Arrowhead 7:09.
Y'all at Arrowhead. Go Chiefs. Love y'all.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.